Graciela Sanchez says going to Houston Street's Alameda Theater wasn't a solitary thing. It was a family event.
As a very young child with the family coming in, coming from the hot weather of San Antonio, opening the doors and just feeling the cool air conditioning and smelling the popcorn.
For 57-year-old Sanchez and most Westsiders, air conditioning wasn't something she had at home or was even used to.
In the 40s and the 50s, to have that air conditioning was a luxury.
Coming inside the Alameda, you can easily imagine the ascending staircase with etched glass tropical flowers and banana leaf walls, the smells of popcorn popping, and the crowd making its way into the Grand Theater. Five decades later, Sanchez's Alameda memories are still vivid.
The big red velvet curtains just kind of going up. Then you hear the advertisement, Coca-Cola Grandes te da mucho más.
To understand the Alameda and its place in San Antonio culture, you have to understand how different things were in 1949 when it was built.
Downtown was segregated, so the Mexican-American community tended to find themselves in the western section of downtown, so from maybe Soledad Street west, and the Anglo community would be Soledad east up to the Alamo and Joskies.
Joskies was high-end shopping at Alamo and Commerce Streets. As to the segregation, it wasn't by law. People just knew. And back then, downtown wasn't just a place to go. It was the place to go.
And for those of us growing up in the West Side, it was a 5-minute bus ride. So you had everything there. You could buy clothing, you could buy snacks, you could eat at a restaurant like Coney Island or Mexican Manhattan for 50 cents and a dollar. And then you still had money to go to the Alameda Theater. And the Alameda, again, was the only theater downtown that catered with the focus on the Mexican and Mexican-American community.
The Alameda mixed movies with live, internationally known and local performers. Performers like Jesus Vidales.
I was born here on August 9, 1921, on a Tuesday morning at 5:25 a.m.
96-year-old Vidales got an early start as a performer.
By the age of 13, I became a professional singer. We had the National Theater, the Zaragoza Theater, and then when they opened the Alameda, oh my God, that was something beautiful.
The Nacional and Zaragoza were places for up-and-coming performers, but when you were asked to play the Alameda, you knew you had arrived. He and two friends formed a vocal group whose name describes the music they sang.
Los Románticos, the romantic ones. That was our name.
Vidales has the energy and attitude of a much younger man, and though he apologizes for not having quite the voice he once had, it's not too hard to get him to sing.
Yo ya me voy al puerto don.
Singing seems to take him back to that place, 65 or 70 years ago.
Man, I love that song. I wish I could have the voice that I had when I was young.
While Vidales loved singing, he didn't just sing for the love of it. The money he brought in helped soften his family's crushing poverty.
I remember I used to go to school barefooted, no shoes. Cold, summer, snow, freezing temperature, we had to walk.
His Los Románticos work at the Alameda paid more than his mother made, working full time.
For 7 days, $1 each, $7 a week.
Vidales says that while most everyone he knew was poor, he thinks by some measures, they were anything but poor.
The poor people back in those days, especially Hispanic people here on the West Side, they all looked at each other like family. We had one another.
And the place they all came to celebrate was the Alameda Theater. Its heyday has long since passed, but efforts by the city and county have resulted in a complex funding model that, if it succeeds, may well breathe life into the structure and thrill those to whom it meant so much.
Soy prisionero del ritmo del mar. It was something very glorious, beautiful.
Chances are the Alameda will know a rebirth, and it'll be both glorious and beautiful. Jack Morgan, Texas Public Radio News.
con la luz de la luna cantar mi desesperación.